DeleteMe makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With DeleteMe, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for DeleteMe now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your DeleteMe plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Mary. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hey.
Hi, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Okay.
All right, so a difficult conversation ahead with some of your best friends.
Yes.
Okay, why don't you tell us about it?
Now you go.
Okay. They have a puppy who's monstrous and crazy that they pretty much keep pooping in its crate about 80% of the time.
Okay.
And which is normal. I mean, you go to work and you put your dog in its crate, but on the weekends it's still in its crate, and it doesn't seem like it bothers them to get home, take it out, put it back in its crate, take it out, and then it's bedtime and it's back in its crate. So I just feel like, maybe should I say something? Do I not? Is that normal? Is that how most dogs live their life? I don't know.
All right, let's get some more details here. How long are we talking about crate time during the day?
Well, they definitely have the dog in the crate from, you know, normal work hours. And then, you know, sometimes they don't get home right away, so it's in there longer. And then, you know, on weekends, They're busy, so it's probably in the crate, you know, the same amount of time. So, I mean, on the average, it's probably really only let out, like, maybe 3 or 4 hours a day.
Wow. And how old is the dog?
Probably, like, I mean, not even a year yet.
So, I assume they're trying to crate train the dog? Or is that their intention?
I mean, it's probably definitely crate trained, but they just have it in the crate so it doesn't, you know, tear up the house or anything while they're gone.
Are they just really, really busy people and they just don't have time for a dog even though they got a dog?
Yeah. I mean, they love the dog, but they're not like abusive in any way. It's just, I mean, kind of neglectful.
They just don't have the time for it.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, but I mean, you can't, I don't think they realize that that's not the way that you, that's not normal, you know?
Is this their first puppy? Like, are they taking this crate training thing to such an extreme because they just don't know what they're doing, or do they just not have the time?
I don't think so, yeah. They don't have time.
Have either of them had pets before?
Yes.
Hmm.
See, if it was following up on what I was asking, because the age of the dog is what's confusing me. If they're intending to do it, or if they just don't care, and I can't tell the difference.
You got to be really careful here, because some people will be as offended by you commenting on their dog as they would your parenting skills with a child.
I think people would be, I think it's almost a guarantee they'll be as offended, because even if it's something to do with their house, you're taking something that is part of them. Like when you're taking care of something, whether it's a child, a plant, a pet, a house, or whatever, that's an extension of you. So if somebody came to you and said, you're not fixing your house right, you kill all your plants, you're doing this to your dog, people are going to, that's a slap.
Hey, Amanda, good morning. You're that's on Q100.
Tough conversation.
Hi there. I actually have two working dogs that are in the crate with me all the time. They come out to play. They get out for, 30 minutes at a time. I play with them, but they're working dogs, and they're in that crate all the time unless I take them out to play. So,
what does that mean, a working dog?
I do Schutzen with my dogs.
You do what?
It's called Schutzen. It's a dog sport where we do tracking, obedience, and protection work.
Okay.
And so my dogs are in my crate all the time, and it's really offensive when people, come up to me and they're like, "Oh, your dog's in a cage. It never gets out." My dogs are perfectly happy in their cage, and they're just as happy to get out and play with me.
How many hours a day is the dog out of the cage? Crate.
I would say, they only come out to play, so I'd probably say an hour, hour and a half.
The entire
all day?
In a 24-hour span, they're only outside the crate for an hour and a half?
They can also go outside in the backyard for a while as well, sometimes an hour. So sometimes they get 2.5 hours. But they go out, and he goes, my older dog, he's 3, he can go on mile runs with me when I take him out with my horse. So they get out a lot, though, during the day. So that's a normal thing for actual working dogs. When you look at police dogs, same thing. Those dogs are in that car all day long. They go home. They go in a 5x5 kennel.
Wow. Is that because when they're out of the crate, they have to be focused on the job at hand?
Yes.
They can't be distracted?
Right.
Wow.
Okay, so let's say we do the research and we find out that's accurate. Chances are pretty good here that Mary's neighbors don't have dogs that are working dogs like yours. Mm-hmm. So what is the amount of time that a dog should be in a crate throughout the day?
If that's their personal choice to do that with their dog, there's nothing wrong with that.
It just seems kind of...
It's kind of unfair, though. A dog is supposed to run and have energy and work that energy off.
But she doesn't know that they're not doing that with that dog.
Do you know that, Mary?
I'm sorry?
Mary, do you know that?
Do I know what?
Are they doing stuff with the dog outside of the crate and for how many hours a day you're looking at?
No, they're really not. Mm-mm.
Because my thing is, instead of going to them and criticizing, I totally agree with Jeff, that you're going to get instant resentment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That girl was bitter when she was telling us about it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. I think that you should offer to take the dog out and play. I love your dog, and I'd love to spend time with your dog if you don't mind. Can I have some time to play with it?
The problem with that is then you almost feel... But then you almost feel obligated, then it becomes your dog, too, but you don't get to keep it, and then... You want to go out of town for a week, and you're like, oh, my God, but who's going to take care of the dog that's not mine?
Can you make suggestions to them? Hey, I discovered this dog park the other day. You should really take little Scruffy over there. Or, this might be a really great idea for Scruffy to have a better attitude. I read about this.
I'd be insulted by that.
I think you can make subtle suggestions.
Yeah, I definitely think positive is more of the way to go.
I think anything will be interpreted as... I know better than you for your dog.
Most are calling up offended by the whole crate training thing. They want to defend the crate training.
Okay.
Which I don't think is really the debate here. I think we all understand that.
But the quantity, we're talking the quantity of crate time is a little odd. Yeah, right.
Hey, Randy, go ahead.
Hey, listen, I do raise dogs and for show, but it depends on the type of dog, and it also depends on if there's any entertainment, while they're in the crate. But it... basically sounds like to me that they really don't really have time for a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the suggestion, go over and ask if you could play with the dog, if you could take the dog to a dog park, and at least that would get the dog out. They would notice that you actually are having a good time with the dog. They might want to go along.
I just remember what you said in the beginning. Didn't you say it was a kind of a crazy dog?
Yeah, the dog... is insane crazy because it's cooped up all day long.
Yeah, of course it's crazy. It's not getting any exercise.
Did you tell us what kind of dog it was? I forget.
Mm-mm, no, I didn't.
Can you tell us?
No.
Well, is it like a dog that would need... I have an English bulldog. That thing doesn't care if it walks 10 feet. But a boxer has to get a lot of running and a lot of exercise, so it is a dog that needs a lot of exercise?
Well, it's a dog that needs, it doesn't need a lot of exercise, but it needs, a lot of human interaction.
Is it big or little?
It's a medium-sized dog.
Okay.
Probably, around 60 pounds.
All right, one more call on this.
That's kind of big.
That's a big dog.
That's a big.
What are you going to...
Especially a crazy 60-pound dog. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Keenan, good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Great. Thank you for calling. What's up?
I am currently crate training my puppy. He's 3 months old, and he's 22 pounds, and there's a routine. And if she doesn't know the routine that her friend's going through, they might have a full routine. My dog, he ends up being out about 8 hours, so it's an even split of the day. I work full-time, but I'm up at 5:30 to first let him out, and then he's back in the crate for about an hour so I can sleep. And then he's in the crate for about 5 hours. I go home for lunch. He's out for another hour, but then he's back in for 5 more hours when I'm back at work. And then he's out for the rest of the day.
So what are you saying? Unless she knows more details, just to not say anything at all?
Exactly, because if she doesn't know the routine that the dog that they're doing with their dog, it's kind of offensive for her to go and say you're being cruel to your dog, because crate training is valid for a working home with your pet. It mm-hmm. teaches them discipline, and it's helpful. It's healthy for the dog, too, because they could get into things. They could bite cords. They could damage them. They could hurt themselves.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the crate train, for sure. Yeah. It's just the amount of time that
you're letting your dog out every couple of hours, and if they're not doing that, then it's...
It's kind of unfair. Because, like, Gigi, my dog, you know, prefers the crate. So we have a crate that she will go into on her own because she likes the safety of it, because she's a little more timid than Sully. But I think she's happy. So I think the personality of this dog shows that something's not right,
yeah,
because the dog is not disciplined, and the dog is not, you know, behaving itself, not comfortable with people, you know?
But you can't say that to somebody. Mm-hmm. She's going to tick them off.
Nobody really calling to give you, like, solid advice on exactly how to approach him, except maybe the only example that we got was volunteer to take the dog for a walk or exercise the dog yourself, and maybe they'll catch on. But outside of that, nobody wants a part of it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
How close are you with these people?
Pretty close.
Oh, because I was going to say, if you're not too close, go out in a blaze of glory. You know what?
You're going to do it right.
The Burt Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.